This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now.
Well, this is The Drive. We're hanging out at Pebble Beach this week. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show is brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. Michelle, I almost called you your sister's name.
Yep.
Oh, Nicole McGuire. They're like sisters to me, so it's all good. Barry McGuire, my friend and mentor, has two lovely daughters, Michelle and Nicole. Nicole's sitting with me right now. We have been growing up together.
We have.
Because I've been working with your dad since 92.
I can't remember a time, Alan, when you weren't a part of our lives.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I mean, it's my whole life.
And likewise, I've watched you get married, have kids, and a few other things along the way.
Those other things we won't discuss.
No, but that's life, is it not?
It is.
But speaking of a few things along the way, talk about, which, by the way, notice what's here right here in front
of me. Look
at you. That's right, because she asked me to save the date for the Benedict Castle Concours, March 26th, 2017. So it's in Riverside, California, everybody, and it's 100% of the proceeds go to Teen Challenge.
That's right.
And, you know, I know a lot of people that have been through Teen Challenge. Maybe you could talk a little bit about Teen Challenge, because this world is pretty messed up, and unfortunately, the collateral damage can be children and teens especially, right?
Exactly.
And young people.
Yes. Teen Challenge is the oldest, largest, and most successful drug and alcohol rehabilitation program in America. We have, we are actually international as well, about 1,300 centers worldwide, but pretty much in every city across America, even though they're sometimes not all that well known, but it is definitely a part of a network of very successful centers. And the nice thing about Teen Challenge is because it is the most successful, you know, people who really get to the end of themselves and, you know, maybe burn the bridges with their family members and don't have insurance and are basically living off the government, actually have a place to go when they're at the end of their rope. And Teen Challenge, for the most part, is a free program. Mm. So it's 1 year residential free. And it's miraculous what happens in the 1 year of them going from these just deadbeats, mooch off their family, mooch off everyone, to a wonderful, you know, with big goals, tax-paying citizens. So it's really
with
remarkable.
A life ahead of them.
Yes, yeah. And their whole future ahead of them, and, you know, go on to do more education. And it's a really exciting program to be involved with. And when I was starting out these car shows, you know, deciding that I wanted to help them raise money to keep their doors free, it's just really been an evolution of amazing turn of events that the way God has orchestrated this whole thing with our car shows. But yes, so what I do right now, the Benedict Castle Concours, which is at the last Sunday in March, what we do there is put on not only a fantastic event, but raise money for Teen Challenge.
Right.
So the thing that kind of separates us out from other car shows or concours is, number one, we don't pay for a venue because it's at our castle, the Teen Challenge Riverside headquarters.
Okay.
And we don't pay for volunteers or all kinds of food and stuff because we actually have the students who live, 120 students live on the property.
Wow.
And, you know, help do, orchestrate all the things, cook the food. And it's just a beautiful day and a beautiful environment. And then I think what works well for me is I love Teen Challenge. My parents have been involved with it my whole life. I have as well. And so I have real passion for Teen Challenge. But I have a passion for the car world. So a lot of car shows,
you blend them together.
They're a car show and they throw on a charity, but they're not passionate about the charity.
Right.
Or they're a charity and they throw in a car show hoping to raise money.
Right.
I actually have passion for both sides. So it makes it a really good blend. I believe a God-appointed blend to just have an incredible event. I call it Crossroads Car Shows because it's kind of, I like to think of it as a crossroads of the car hobby, as far as I bring every genre, every class of cars. You know, being my father's daughter, we love cars and car guys. We don't just
people
love
say, what do you love? I go, I love them all.
We love them all.
I love them
all. We're not allowed to have one little niche. But,
that's so awesome.
But it's for reals, though. I mean, we have the best of the classics. We have the best of the, you know, hot rods, low riders, muscle cars, Japanese classics. I even do a McGuire's Corral Excellence in the back where we have 40 of the best custom builds in the nation, the Riddler winners, the Amber winners.
Wow.
You name it. And you got to come.
I'm going to. You know
what? Come.
Here's the problem. And the reason why I haven't in the past is because I do this little thing on ABC every year that has 6 million viewers.
Oh, come
and I can't
on.
Not. Live with Kelly and Michael. But I'll tell you what, this year I'm looking at the date. And I'm hoping, I'm praying that I can go because, as you know, I love you and I love your family and I love what you guys do. And I want to help love on this event for you.
Thank you, Alan. We love you, too. This the McGuire family adores you. You are family.
That.
But thank you for having me on. Let me share a little bit about our show.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to say this on national radio. Make sure we tell the world about this a month ahead of time and every week leading up to it so we can tell people how to, you know, go and have fun.
That sounds great.
And for a good cause.
Thank you so much.
All right. Nicole McGuire. I'm going to be taking a break here. Come back with some more fun from Pebble Beach.
Be right back.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.